anybody?
Oh, man, I'll be down in Baton Rouge watching LSU-Bama game, of course. I got to go back and see my boys play and try to get this upset so I can come back and talk a little trash to Hightower and Dederick. So, yeah, I'll be right there in Baton Rouge.
You going to watch the game?
Absolutely.
So you going to watch the game from the sideline, Steven?
I'll probably be down there, you know, somewhere around, not too far. But I'm going to go down there and see my boys, man. I've got to go back and see them and wish them luck. You know, I'm with them out there on the field, and I want them to get that win, you know, so I can come back up here, like I said, and be able to talk a little bit.
How tough is it to unplug? You want to get away from the game. You want to get some downtime, but you don't want to get too far away. I mean, you don't want to get completely out of the, you know, the playbook, the day-to-day grind of the week. How tough is it to walk that line?
Not really. I mean, look, we've been doing this for long enough now. You know what I mean? That I think we can get away from the game and still come back and remember what we need to do, you know? But it's funny how, you know, you get some time away and I'm going to watch another football game. You know, I'm going to catch, go back to my local high school game, and then I'm going to catch, you know, the LSU game, and then come on back. So I'm leaving football to go to football. So, hey, it's my life, man. You know, I'll just say that.
If you could talk to any rookie about what to give any words of advice about the bye week, about, you know, kind of getting away and kind of enjoying your downtime, what do you tell them?
Carry yourself like a pro. I mean, it's like what you have to do. It's not worth it to mess it up off the field, especially have something going for you on the field. You know, very fortunate to be in the positions that we are, you know, and be playing ball and be in the situation to begin with. So you just got to keep that in mind, you know, with everything you do off the field. So got to carry that with you.
Steven, do you work out at all, do any cardio, lift weights, or you just give the body a total rest?
It's going to be a lot of rest for me, man, but I got to go in and get a workout in and probably get one in today. Might get one in later on, you know, right before we get back, but, you know, it's going to be a lot of rest, a lot of sleep for me, and just letting the body, you know, recover and do its own thing.
Coach talked about the self-scouting process. How much are you guys involved in that? I mean, because I know that they go back and look at old film and kind of tendencies and stuff. How much do they pull you guys in and say, look, this is what we need to, you know, think about what we've done over the first 8 games?
I mean, I'm sure Coach would do that, you know, today in the meeting. Go back, and, you know, it's almost like a halfway point for us. So, you know, we're going to have to go back and look. But really, you can't really look that far back, you know what I mean, because we still have a lot of work ahead of us. And, you know, we have to kind of leave the past in the past and just keep working on what we need to and trying to build on what we did, you know, in this last game. So some things are coming together for us there and working well. So, you know, we'll focus on those going into these upcoming weeks.
You're the AFC's leading rusher. Did you see this somewhere in your future when you got into the league? Or
I say I never would have thought that in a million years, to be honest. But like I said, man, very fortunate. And the Lord's blessed me, man. And I just go out there and run the football. And I look up right now and, like you said, lead the AFC in Russia. And it's a dream come true for me, like I said, to be out here every day. So to say I saw that, no, not at all. I'd be lying. But I got a lot of work to do in front of me and still got some work to do. So I'm looking forward to the next 8 that we have.
Steven, how much has this offense improved since week 1?
We're working, man. I mean, it's just, you know, we're, like I said, we're 3 games away from being, you know, 8-0. So for us, you know, we're close, but then sometimes we come up short, and that's the game of football. So I don't think we're really, you know, that far off at anything that we're doing, but we just got to improve on, you know, the small things. And that's what Coach always tells us, you know, it's the last few plays or the minor plays that make the biggest differences in our game. So for us, that's just what we have to prove on, you know, on offense and defense. It's not just one area of the game.
One last question for Steven.
Steven, how is your body feeling now halfway through a season, your first season as being the guy getting the most carries?
Body feels okay, man. You know, I'm still playing football, still on the field. So as long as I'm not missing any playing time, it's 100%, man. So like I said, I'm just thankful to be healthy and thankful to be in my position and where I am. So I got a little bit of football left to play. Hopefully, you know, I can be healthy all the way, you know, until the end.